At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, what's up, everybody? It's me, it's Bo. Hey, okay, we got a new episode of Halo. I'm a little late getting this mini out, but yeah, it's been kind of a crazy week. It's been kind of a crazy, like, last 2 weeks, to be honest. And so it's just been, I've been exhausted. It really doesn't have anything to do with anything, except for the fact that we talked briefly about this episode on this week's episode of the Flash TV Talk podcast. And there, Bell was like, this was the greatest episode. And I was like, meh, I don't know. But the fact that he was so adamant made me actually go back and rewatch this thing. And I was wrong. Like, this episode is fantastic. It's actually the best episode that we've had so far of the season. And I hate to say it, like, this is kind of embarrassing to admit. I actually missed, like, a good, like, third of this episode because I was trying to watch at night while I was falling asleep. And because, not because of the quality of the episode of the series, but because I've been so exhausted with work lately, I, like, literally couldn't stay focused. And so today, I got everything done a little bit early. I sat back, I kicked back, and I rewatched this episode start to finish. And yeah, fantastic. So a couple of things here. One, you know, as I've mentioned since the beginning of this this little mini series here, I Halsey is the reason. Like, she is the main reason which I've been, like, really, really excited for this series. I love the character. I love the exploration of, you know, this, like, extremely dark, morally gray character. Like, fascinating and just deliciously involved in everything. Everyone has been enhanced and corrupted by her, and everybody has been brutally psychologically damaged by her as well. And so I love this kind of exploration, especially as all of these different people connect with that kind of interconnection, the fact that they've been so destroyed by kind of this maternal figure in their life. And that gives them these kind of points of interconnectivity. Like, we're getting this character exploration that I think it works really, really well. Now, in this episode in particular, we did not have any of the side plot with the kid and the pirate Spartan. And thank you. Thank you for that, because that's been a difficult plot line to follow. It hasn't really felt relevant. However, I was thinking about it this episode, and I was thinking, like, you know what? Maybe it's more relevant than we realize. And here's what they're kind of doing, if I'm correct on this. Because, you know, I speculated that perhaps that, you know, what is actually involved with these kind of specials that are out here. We got Chief. We've got, you know, Daenerys, Covenant Targaryen, Mother of the Covenant, whatever you want, the Blessed One. And then we've got the Rebel Girl, right? And all three of these characters are kind of the special, if you will, the blessed ones or what have you. You know, I speculated that perhaps something in their DNA is connecting them to their forerunner ancestors. And I'm leaning very hard into this theory. I think that's exactly right. I think that's what's going on, is that there are some members of humanity that have some biological genetic link. There's something left in their DNA that connects them with the forerunners. And that is what makes them special. That is why they're able to engage with these artifacts, which we'll kind of come to learn in the future will be forerunner technology. Now, two things with this. One, I realized that, like, throughout this little mini series or these mini podcasts, I've been kind of talking about the lore as if everybody knows about it. And honestly, the way this series is done, you don't have to know anything about the video games. And I kind of actually appreciate that. They're establishing kind of the show's lore. They're telling us stuff that, yes, if we've played the video games, if we have a working knowledge of kind of the universe, we already know. But this isn't just for us. This is very much for new people coming into the franchise and experiencing it for the first time as a series. I actually applaud them for taking that route. And I need to actually kind of check myself, because I keep spoiling stuff in this miniseries by just kind of talking about it like, oh, you know, we all know it's a whatever and everything else. So, for example, I don't think that we've talked, or I have talked on these little minis, about what the Forerunner technology is for and what these artifacts do and that sort of thing. And, you know, the other potential factions that may be involved in that sort of thing. So I'm going to try very hard not to do that. Like, that's going to be kind of a personal goal of mine as I kind of, you know, do these little mini reviews of these episodes. And, you know, maybe when we get to the final kind of season long recap and Belle and I get together, we'll probably do maybe a spoiler section where we kind of lean into maybe some of the lore that they haven't touched on. I would guess that what I'm kind of referring to, they probably will touch on it before the end of the season, but we just don't know. It's also possible, just based on the way everything's structured, that we're building up to get to Halo, right? That seems to be the case, especially with this episode in particular. We got to see Halo, at least one of the rings, and so that was really, really awesome. We were really kind of driving with the idea that these particular artifacts, these keystones, are getting us to the destination of Halo. Everyone believes, or at least on the human side, everyone believes this is a weapon. They believe this is a weapon that they can use, you know, against the Covenant. And so will that be the case? Who knows? What do the Covenant actually see this as? Do they see this as a weapon? Do they see it as something else? I know what happens in the video games. I don't know what might happen here, but though I might presume it to be very similar. Regardless, I think that this season's going to end with kind of the discovery of Halo and maybe a tease to what else could be on Halo or who else could be on Halo. And that's all I'll say about that for right now. I'm really stoked. I'm really excited. You know, I love actually, I was thinking specifically about, the Brienne Spartan. I forget her name, but, you know, with the pink hair and everything. So I love how she is wrestling with the knowledge. You know, John gets the reveal that they've been stolen from their kids, that they were tortured, that many kids actually got killed in the process and everything. And he now shares this with her. And so, you know, they're enlightened. They know about what's really going on. But at the same time, the rest of their team is completely oblivious. They're still kind of in robot mode. They're just, you know, talking about weapons and they're following the script. And you can see that's really starting to bother her more and more. I wonder if in future seasons and possibly even in season two, we're going to lean more into the factional nature of this universe. Like the rebel faction is actually going to be something of greater interest. Right now, it feels very much like a B plot, but let's consider what I just said earlier. Like, we've got these three specials, right? We've got one on the Covenant side. We've got one working for, you know, the UNSC. And then you've got this other group with the rebels. You got the rebel girl who's kind of going to reestablish a rebellion all her own. And she's got potentially the ability to access these artifacts. It's an interesting move. They're really going to have to work to make, I think, the rebel faction interesting. And it occurred to me this week that perhaps we're seeing the Brienne Spartan, who we've kind of gotten to know and started to get attached to. I think we're going to see her actually switch sides. I think we're going to maybe follow her to the rebels. And now we might care about that plot line a little bit more because, you know, this is a Spartan we've kind of gotten behind. We've gone on her journey. She's a little bit more tied to John from that standpoint. And so kind of, and because she can kind of reflect a different path that John could have taken in the same way that the pirate did, I think that there could be something kind of interesting there. The pirate just doesn't seem like a joiner. I think he's kind of there to facilitate the rebel girl kind of getting back and kind of finding out that she's a special and then, you know, kind of reestablishing kind of a new rebellion, and they're gonna have to fight the you know, weird Nazi faction within the rebellion and that sort of thing. I don't know. It's a little convoluted. It seems very far apart, but I'm saying I have a feeling it's gonna get far less far apart sooner rather than later. This is my hope anyway, because that plot line is super boring right now. So This episode did well to steer clear of it. I really enjoyed it. I hope y'all did as well. Oh my gosh. I mean, like, there's so many great moments in this episode. John almost killing Halsey, like really going, not even to the last second, actually going past the last second before pulling her out of there. The revelation that Cortana does not have that Halsey doesn't have as much control over Cortana as John may be thought, maybe some of us thought. The fact that Cortana is actually starting to self-differentiate, that now she has to kind of decide who she is and what she wants to be, the way that she reacted when she saw Halsey allowing John to potentially die in the process, and the concern that she started to, you know, display there. You know, Halsey, who is human in many respects, seems to be less human than Cortana, who was kind of crafted from Halsey, to be frank. So anyway, great stuff there. Keys, young Keys getting the lab, getting her mother's lab. Fantastic. Really excited to see the furthering of the relationship that she has with the Spartans as well, especially with Master Chief, but also with Brienne. Although, like I said, I think that Brienne's going to switch sides. I think think she's going to switch sides. And again, sorry, I can't remember her name. She's not a character from the video games, or at least not the video games that I played. And I can't recall these new character names. I'll know them for the big one. I'll know them for the main episode. Anyway, those are my quick thoughts. Just the mini episode this week. Again, hope you're enjoying this series. Let us know your thoughts. Use the hashtag Halo TV Talk to let us know what you're thinking about this. Again, that's hashtag Halo TV Talk. Follow us, TV Talk FM on the Twitters. That's going to do it for us for right now and for this week. But until next time, we'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.